go. Let's do it. Daily podcast time. Wednesday morning, January 19th. We started off today's show by talking Andy Reid's hunger. Some interesting David Bowie news came out in the vinyl realm, which led us to our big phone topic today. What are your vinyl memories? We wanted to know your first and your worst record you purchased. Song stories today featured Too Much Time on My Hands. We went over some recent fashion trends with Cindy Graham and spun that wheel of wow, plus touched on the Tongan volcano to boot. Here it all is for you. It's the Daily Podcast.
Okay, here we are. We're going into the conference weekend, right?
This divisional.
Conference. Divisional weekend. Yeah. Then the conference is next. Okay?
Yep.
Yeah. And the Super Bowl, of course. And, you know, Andy Reid is in it once again.
Uh-huh.
He's in the mix, right? And someone asked him the other day, right, does he still have the hunger he has? Because, you know, he's been in the Super Bowl twice. He lost once and, you know, he won once, okay? So does he still have the hunger to get there as he did in the past? And his response is pure Andy. He says, if you have a piece of chocolate cake and you see another one dangling in front of you, you're going to want it.
Yes. All right. Andy. Leaning into those fat jokes.
Yeah. That's it, Andy. Take it all the way. So hopefully for him, he'll have another shot at some chocolate cake.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I read this article yesterday, and it was really interesting to me. David Bowie, in 2021, David Bowie was the top sales artist for vinyl.
Oh.
Sold nearly a million records on vinyl, right? Something like 785,000. So, okay, 750,000 records on vinyl. Now, it's not one album. It's assorted albums. But when people were going out and they were buying vinyl, they were buying David Bowie. I mean, the Beatles came in second. There were some 50, almost 100,000 records less than Bowie.
That's bizarre.
Right?
It's not even like his death year or anything.
Right.
I wonder why that was.
No, because it's good music, and a lot of people are going back and finding it, and mm-hmm. they want to find it on vinyl. You know, there is, look, you know, you hear it all the time about how vinyl has this warmth that CDs don't have, and I believe it. I honestly do. But a lot of people who aren't used to that don't hear it. Like, my son does not hear it at all.
I don't hear it.
Wow, really? Yeah, and he's a producer.
Yeah, and he's a producer. He doesn't hear it at all.
Oh, wow.
All right, you
me
know,
neither.
So, right, but it brings me to a question, all right? What was the first, and I'm opening this up to everybody. This is for the entire audience. Number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. What was the first record, the first album you went out and bought? And what was the worst one you went out and bought? So give me the first and the worst, all right? Because I'm trying to remember what the first one was. Because I always remember what the worst one was. It's very possible it was the Who's My Generation.
Okay.
Right? It was probably
the first.
The first one, I was going to say, you need to clarify.
Right.
And then the worst was there's this guitarist named Brinsley Schwartz. He was Robert Palmer's guitarist for the longest time. Played with tons of people, right? And there was a band, and I think Robert Palmer might have been in it also. And they were looking for the name of the band, and they decided to call it Brinsley Schwartz. Because the name was so weird, you know, and that was at the time that, you know, everybody, you had bands like Toe Fat out there, and you're just like really ridiculous names for bands, right? You know, and so they decided, well, look, what could be weirder than Brinsley Schwartz?
Yeah, what's
right?
that?
Right? And I remember buying it. I remember the cover, and I might very well still have this vinyl just because it was the worst album I ever bought.
Yeah, you got to hold on to that.
I heard somebody talking about it on the radio, and I was in a record store and said, yeah, I'm going to get the Brinsley Schwartz album. I took it. I'm like, what a piece of crap. Right?
Is that the one with the horse and the Indian on it? Native American?
Is it cartoony looking?
Yeah, it looks like a watercolor.
Yep, that's it. That's it.
It just looks
good. Okay. All right.
Wow.
So.
I think for me, I remember going to an antique mall in Allentown when I was probably like 12, and I got Thunderball.
The
major motion picture soundtrack.
Yep. Thunderball. That was your first?
My first one, yeah. Right, not even right. to listen to, just to add to my stupid collection.
All right.
I still have it to this day. And the worst is probably one that Lauren picked up at a thrift store a couple years back. It's a Care Bears record.
What?
Care Bears.
Steve, were you old enough for Care Bears?
No, I missed it. This is where our Venn diagram breaks.
Why would you even admit that to people?
I guess she wanted the nostalgia of the cover. I don't know. Maybe there was a novelty song on it that she wanted to hear again.
All right.
It's in our stash. It's literally right next to our record player at home. It's a Care Bears.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now let me get this straight. You have never purchased vinyl. You've never had vinyl in your life.
Correct. Not one album.
You serious?
Never. Right.
And your parents...
Man, we never had vinyl. They just weren't vinyl people. And maybe they were prior to me realizing, you know, what anything really was. I remember growing up and there was a stereo system, you know, that had CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. What year were you born?
87.
87. Oh, okay. All right. So that's sense. 7 years after CDs. So, yeah. So, okay. All right. That makes sense.
If you took out a record right now and asked me to cue it up, I mean, it would...
You'd get to it eventually, but
yeah, I mean,
not at DiBella speed.
No, never.
Yeah, John's got that in muscle.
Come back
memory.
In the 8 o'clock hour, and I'll get to it.
Right. So, what's it for you? The first album you ever bought, and the worst album you ever bought. Call us here in the studio. What was the first album you ever bought, and what was the worst album you ever bought? All right, I'm going with. I'm pretty sure it was My Generation by The Who. I'm having a very hard time remembering, you know, back in the old days, you had to go to the Sam Goody's. That's what it was.
Oh, was that your spot?
Sam Goody's was our spot, right? And you know, and sit there through the racks. I mean, Sam Goody's is where I bought all my 45s there.
Wow.
And that time was 99 cents.
Is that what it was? Wow.
Yeah, 99 cents for a 45. And at that time, you also had the choice on albums to buy them in stereo or mono.
Oh, yeah.
And
stereo was more expensive, right?
Stereo was more expensive. It was always at least a dollar more.
Why?
There was no reason. Looking back at it, there was no reason at all.
Flip a switch?
It was just like, really? Really? You know, so just the idea is like, it costs the same amount, right? You know, and maybe production costs in the studio might have been a little higher when you're working in stereo, but still... Right, to press that record, it was not going to cost any more.
If you had that hi-fi set, though, you were getting stereo.
Oh, yeah.
Knew that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, but if you had an 11-year-old, 12-year-old budget.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like, no, you
mono,
bought
please.
Mono. Yeah, I mean, I have, I believe, the first, at least the first six Beatles albums in mono and in stereo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
so. I want to check mine at home now. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Right. I'll check mine and get back.
What about you, Sin? All right. First album you ever bought. You remember?
I think it was The Carpenters, Now and Then.
Okay. All right. Right up your alley. Okay.
Yeah.
And the worst album you ever bought?
Honestly,
The Carpenters, Now and Then?
Yeah. We could just leave it at that.
We're looking for the first album you ever bought. And the worst album you ever bought. Maybe you did it like I did. You went off the cover, or you saw the cover of the album, and you said, "Oh, you know, I bet you this is good. I've heard about this one." And then you get it home, it's like, "Oh, does this suck?"
Mm-hmm. All right, that happened a lot. Yep.
So, what could it be for you? Call us here in the studio 215-263-WMGK, or if you want, you know, keep in mind it is Oh Wow Wednesday, and we are about 45 minutes away from spinning the Wheel of Wow. So, if you have got a song for the Wheel of Wow, text that to us. To MGK, MGK, that is 645-645. Although somebody did, a couple of people have texted in their first album, their first and worst. And this is, my first album was The Partridge Family, right? I was about 8 years old. And then Barry Manilow's Even Now. Yes, my music taste was eclectic. From Tom. No, Tom, your music taste was bad. That's what it was.
No.
So,
yeah, right.
Well, Cindy likes your music taste.
Yes.
All right. So, 215-263-WMGK. Tell us your first and your worst when it came to vinyl.
John DiBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9. MGK. You know the bands, you know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
It was on this date in 1981 that Styx released the Paradise Theater album. As a matter of fact, that was my introduction to the band as people.
Okay.
Right? You know, I knew the music prior to that, but I had never met anybody in the band. And it started out by meeting Tommy. And then Tommy and their road manager, we all went out to dinner at this Chinese restaurant in Soho, right? And it was called Oso in Soho.
I love it.
And that began a friendship. And the next thing I knew, I was in a limousine with a bunch of, J.Y. and his wife. And we were on our way to the Brendan Byrne Arena.
What a rock star.
Right? Yeah, it was a real rock star experience. But when it came to Tommy, and this was another one of Dennis's concept albums. So Tommy was having a hard time, you know, getting a song in on the album, but he needed to get something in on the album, and he managed to come up with a song that was probably the biggest hit from the album, Too Much Time on My Hands. But the way it went down was, well, let's put it this way. He was driving to a writing session, and I'll let Tommy pick it up from there.
I was getting close to there. I'm thinking, I got to come up with some ideas. I got to have something to represent me on this record. And a few miles from there, I started hearing... So I heard that. That was no big deal. I'm thinking of the chords, how the chords go. And I got the first verse, and I got in there, and as soon as I could, I tried this on guitar. When I tell you, go down to the sea. Within minutes, we were well into that song.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Unfortunately, Cindy, I do not have our fashion music up. But it seems that 2022 is looking up because mullets might be making a comeback again.
Yeah.
I know that from my daughter.
All right.
Pinterest, what, she has a mullet?
she was flirting with a mullet for a little bit, but it grew out.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Pinterest is predicting style trends for 2020 based on internal search data. Which means they asked the code monkeys who work at Pinterest, right? You know, hey, what do you think is going to be popular, right? And the mullets are on the list, along with, maybe you can explain this to me. What are night dresses?
Like a nightgown,
Really? Okay.
But maybe more flowy, cottony sort of thing.
All right. Bedazzled accessories. No.
Okay.
No. No, that's for you, like your grandmother. My mother-in-law, who has passed some time now, right? She was a bedazzled queen.
Boy,
And my mom was pretty bedazzled also. Tooth gems. Is that where hip hop guys have like a diamond put into their teeth?
I don't know, man. That's beyond me.
Right? Probably, or it sticks onto your tooth. Probably.
Right. Tooth gems, pearls, high poof hairstyles. Okay. Right. And checkerboard patterns.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. All right.
Just stick with mullets.
Luxury makeovers of non-traditional spaces are going to be popular this year. So redoing your basement, your garage, your laundry room,
Sure. Yeah, okay. We just did our bathroom.
Yeah.
I guess I'm pretty hip.
And then this is the one. This is the one I really want to see what this is going to be like. Goth business casual. Are there three words that do not work together more than goth business?
I mean, Sarah
casual.
Down the Hall is kind of goth business casual if you think about it.
Yeah. Well, and you know,
trendsetter,
and Sydney.
Yeah, it could be sisters in that realm.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they go in there. Those two, they get there. They have tickle fights in the office.
All right, you know what goth business casual is, guys?
Well, yeah,
it's a black pantsuit with like a sheer top, so you're, I guess, the top of your chest, collarbone is showing. It's literally a black pantsuit.
Wow, it's okay. Some dark
for
stuff.
For men and women?
I don't know, John. Try one on. then we'll decide if it's for men and women.
Then bedazzle it, and we'll cut your hair into a mullet. Well, a skullet.
Definitely a skullet.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
Now it is time for...
Wow!
Yes, indeed. The old Wheel of Wow. It's here in the studio. And new on the wheel this week is Madness, Our House. Also on the wheel, the Stones, Can't You Hear Me Knocking? Robert Palmer doing Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley. Here come those listener picks right there. Bowie's Life on Mars. Split Ends, I Got You. All right, what do you got there? Was it Steve Miller Living in the USA? Did I say that one? Okay, well, we got a lot of great. You got anything in particular you'd like to see land on?
I'm thinking Our House or Our Games House. With
Games at Our Frontier.
Ooh, I haven't heard that in a while.
What about yourself?
I'm going listener pick.
You're going listener pick? Yeah, I would like to see that listener pick. We haven't had a listener pick in a while. I sure hope it lands there. Either that or I'd be fine with Can You Hear Me Knocking? Or Sneakin' Sally. Those would be fine. All right, Steve, give that wheel a spin. Glad to see you tightened up all the pegs this week.
I had to. When Dave was out, I had a loose peg and it went like four clicks.
Come on, will it be the listener pick today? We got some good listener pick choices this morning. Please, listener pick, listener pick, listener pick. Oh, just missed it. Ooh. Oh, wow. You know, I have a funny feeling that one yellow slot is very, very popular with this wheel. Because that's exactly where last week's song was. Ladies and gentlemen, from England, we bring to you Madness and Our House. You know, the one in the middle of the street. As soon as someone says Madness to me, the first thing I see in my mind is, you remember the way that cover looked? They had the whole band and they were doing that walk and they were like, one of them, right behind the other. And then, of course, there was One Step Beyond.
Wait, what is that?
Oh, that was probably the first song that Our House came later.
Okay.
All right. And One Step Beyond was I'll dig it up. I'll dig it up for you and I'll play it for you.
When I hear Madness, the first thing that pops in my head is the Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Right. Madness.
There you go.
Madness.
One of the best endings.
Right. Exactly. Who's that? Jack Hawkins?
Oh, I don't know.
Jack Hawkins is the guy they take out on the stretcher.
Okay.
He's the one who lives.
Okay.
Right? Madness. Madness. 33 degrees outside right now. Partly sunny today. The high temperature around 50 degrees. We've been talking to people all morning about this, and we're hoping that you will call in. We'll get to it at 8:10. This all came out of a vinyl story. But when it came to vinyl, what was the best album you ever bought, and what was the worst album you ever bought? Because everybody has done that. Maybe you did it because of a cover or something like that. So we're going to ask you about what your first and worst was. And keeping in mind, as long as we're talking vinyl, when February comes around, we always do our top 20 thing. And this year, it's going to be classic rock double albums. The Wall, Tommy, Physical Graffiti, all of the double albums. You can go to WMGK right now and start voting on it, and we'll do a countdown. All of the information is sitting there, and you've got until the 30th to get your votes in. And then on the 1st, we will just start counting them down. Myself, Pat, and Andre will be playing them for you at 9 a.m., 2 p.m., and 6 p.m., as each album is featured during the course of the month. So get your votes in, because if you don't vote, then you just have to sit there and bitch going, why wasn't this there? Because you didn't vote. Same as like with government. You got to vote. Why am I talking this way? You got to vote.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent breed is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent green.
MGK.
I read this article yesterday about how David Bowie sold more vinyl in 2021 than any other band. I'm not just talking like just selling some vinyl. He sold over three quarters of a million vinyl records. Now, that goes across his entire catalog.
Right.
But still, I mean, it outsold the Beatles. And the idea of not just that he outsold the Beatles, but, you know, that one artist sold, you know, three quarters of a million vinyl records in a year says a lot for the vinyl trend in this country. That's for damn sure. All right, and so I started thinking about it, and what the first album I bought was, I'm pretty sure it was My Generation by The Who. Mm-hmm.
That sounds about right.
Right.
For you.
And if that was my first, and I'm asking this of everybody, the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, we already got people lined up, right? But the worst I ever bought was Brinsley Schwartz.
I really want to hear this band now. Right. No, wait, is it a band or an artist? Yeah, I'm still confused.
Both. It's both. All right. Brinsley Schwartz was a guitarist. He played with Robert Palmer. I'm trying to remember if he was in the original Brinsley Schwartz band. And when they were looking for a name, they said, look, what could be weirder than Brinsley Schwartz? Right. You know. So they named the band after one of the players. Right. Not like he was the leader or anything like that. He was just one of the guys in the band, and they decided to call it Brinsley Schwartz.
I wonder how many pop collars he has on right now. Brinsley Schwartz.
Yeah.
Right. So why the pop collar?
That is like the, as you know, he probably lives on the main line.
Right.
It's just sounds collar.
Super privileged.
Pastel collars. Privilege. Raising his thumb, thumbing his nose at people.
Right. Headed to the golf club.
Yeah, exactly. All right. It's the country club, Dave. Get it right. Sorry. Peon.
Yes.
I'm blue collar.
Yes. It is. So, and now what's it for you? But your vinyl was really weird.
It's bizarre. Yeah, my first one was the Thunderball soundtrack.
Right.
And the crappiest one is a Care Bears record that my wife brought home for the nostalgia.
Right.
I've literally never put the needle down on it. But I've heard it in the background. It's awful.
And Steve's owned no vinyl.
Not a one.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So
that
young.
Is absolutely amazing. But then again, you weren't born until 87.
Right.
And by that time, we were knee deep in CDs.
Right.
And your parents probably trashed all the vinyl and
started
buying everything on CDs.
Yep.
So, number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. The question at hand, first and worst records, right, that you ever owned. And let's start off with line one here. This is Jake. Good morning, Jake. How's it going?
Hey, John. Good morning. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. All right. First album, worst album. First album you ever bought. What was it?
The Boston's first album.
Okay, good. Good choice.
Yes.
Good choice. Worst album you ever bought?
Yes, Tormato.
You wanted to kill the whales?
I kind of was expecting it to be along the lines of Fragile, but I played it once. I never played it again.
Did it have any success?
Yeah, well, Don't Kill the Whales did. That was a song that was on
it. Yeah.
But that was the only song that, like, radio even got near. All right. Ed, what about you? First album, worst album?
First album was Cream, Fresh Cream.
Fresh Cream. Great. Oh, God, do I love that album.
Man, I did. I played it over and over until I wore that SOB.
Yeah, I know. It was like, hey, I'm here in side two on side one.
Exactly. And my worst album was definitely Clat 2. Man, that was a bomb record. That was all this hype about it.
Yeah, well, like everybody, because the world had people believing that it was actually the Beatles.
Yes.
And everybody went out and bought it. And it wasn't that bad as much as it wasn't the Beatles.
No, it wasn't. Not even close.
Joe, what about yourself? First album, worst album?
Van Halen 1 and Van Halen 1984.
Van Halen 1984? How could that be your worst album? I mean that was Jump, that was Panama, that was Hot for Teacher, that was I'll Wait.
Wow, man.
They had like, what, 2-3 good songs maybe on the album. That was as bad as Coda.
That's a leap, bro.
You might be the only person that's going to call in and say, and that, listen, that's your opinion, that 1984, but it's the worst opinion I've ever heard. Let's just cut to the chase.
Have a good morning, dude.
You got bad taste.
Paul, what about yourself? First and worst.
The first was Elton John's Captain Fantastic album.
Okay, the good
and
one.
The worst was a Pork Dukes album. It was pressed in pink vinyl. I thought it was a Pink Floyd album.
Oh, my God. The Pork Dukes.
The Pork Dukes.
It's an English.
I can honestly say I have never heard of the Pork Dukes.
It's an English punk band.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I just pulled it up, and wow, is that an album cover. I can't describe it on the air.
Oh, really?
No. Oh, my God.
Can you show it to me? Show it to me.
It's a pig being pleasured.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I can kind of see why you bought it. I mean, I want to hear it now.
I can't believe they didn't get it, guys.
It wasn't in the front of store stand-up at Sam Goody's.
No.
There are errors of use.
Liz, what about yourself? First and worst.
My first one was either Billy Joel's The Stranger or Piano Man.
Okay.
And the worst was Disco Star Wars.
What? Wait.
Now, what was it? Disco Star Wars? Because there was also a Disco Star Trek.
No, it was Disco Star Wars.
Disco Star Wars. Yeah, that sucked.
Yes, it did. Because I couldn't drive at the time, and I asked my mom, "Could you get the soundtrack for Star Wars?" And she brought this back, and I was horrified. But it kind of grew on me, but.
They made multiple versions of like theme music for like
albums. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. You got to think Studios 54. Everything didn't matter what the soundtrack was. There was a disco version of it.
Oh, yeah. There were lots of laser beam sounds.
Hey, Liz, was there a disco version of the Cantina Band from Star Wars on that album?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I got to find it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You can't always get what you want, which happens with vinyl as well. As people explained, you go out, you buy a record sometimes, you buy it blind, and you come home and you realize, oh, my God.
I bought the Pork Dukes.
Yeah, I bought the Pork Dukes. Like, wow. Didn't the cover tell you that the Pork Dukes is something you probably should have avoided?
What's on the dark side of the moon, John?
All right.
A pig getting pleasure.
All right. 34 degrees outside, partly sunny today. It's going to be a nice day. It's going to warm up to about 50 degrees. We've got Journey Billy Idol tickets coming up for opening lines. We'll get to that at 8:40. Got the Bright Side coming up as well. If you got something you want to say, text it on into us at MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. Did you see any of the beginning of the show footage of the island, the whole Tonga thing, the volcano?
Yeah, I saw the satellite
ocean.
Image. Yeah, but the video.
The satellite image is amazing.
Wow.
Of watching that thing explode underwater.
It's like something out of a movie.
Right. Yeah. It's like, you know, Krakatoa, east of Java. It's that kind of thing.
What is that?
Is that
Preserve of the River Kwai as well?
No. It wasn't. Krakatoa was a volcano that erupted east of Java, and this is like sailboat time.
Okay,
all right, you know, and
no satellite images of that.
No satellite images of that at all. But it got me thinking about the Jimmy Buffett song, the volcano song, which I always love. It's my favorite Jimmy Buffett song. But when you think about it, you know, do you know that Tonga was the one country in the world where there was no COVID?
Yeah, I remember that story.
No COVID whatsoever.
Didn't know that.
So. Obviously, my plans of going to visit Tonga have now been, you know, squashed. But, you know, what are you going to do when the volcano blows?
I finally heard from my sister in Tonga. A video call, I said, hey, what's that on ya? She was covered in a thick black ash. When I laughed, she said, kiss my...
Oh, no!
Don't do it, brother.
No, brother.
Oh, no!
I won't go, cause of that volcano. I won't visit her little Tonga town, cause it's gonna blow.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.